Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
If you feel stuck, like you're not getting the results that you want in your restaurant, sometimes you get motivated, but you don't follow through on that over the long term in your restaurant, I'm gonna bring you tip number three on how to get that long-term motivation to get the results that you want in your restaurant coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and the founder of both therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And this is video three in a motivation series, in the three-part motivation series to get the results that you want in your restaurant over the long term, not just work really hard for 1 week and then fizzle away. If you haven't watched video one or two, there'll be a link below this video for you to go back and watch those. I highly suggest you watch video one and two first and then come back here to video three. Okay, have you gone back? Have you gone back and watched video one and two? If not, stop, go back, watch video one and two. All right, by now you're here, you're ready for video three. This video is about something I learned from Tony Robbins. It's called a massive action plan, because step one was we have to believe we can do it. And I told some great stories about belief and stories that you can tell your staff when you maybe feel they don't believe that it can be done. And then in step two, we talked about raising your standards. But here, now it's about the rubber hitting the road, putting together a massive action plan. Not an action plan. What kind of a plan? That's right, a massive action plan, because anything that you want in your restaurant, anything that you want in life or in business takes a lot of action up front. Think about the carousel at the park. You know, it's kind of rusty and worn out, and like you put your kid on it and then you gotta kind of like to get it going, and it's kind of squeaky and it doesn't really wanna go, and you gotta like really hit it hard to get it going. And that first rotation, the kid's barely spinning. Then you gotta hit it a little less hard and a little less hard and a little less hard. And then once that thing is moving and moving and moving, all you gotta do is just sit there. You could be having a conversation with someone, right? And just be like, boop, with your pinky, right? Like, boop. And just every once in a while, you just gotta tap it to keep that carousel going. Well, that's because you took the massive action up front to get the momentum, and then you just gotta barely keep it going. Now, the way that we do these massive action plans, or a MAP, as Tony Robbins calls them, is through a program that he also has called RPM, and that's Results Purpose Method. So step one in the RPM plan, step one is result. What result do you want out of this massive action plan? It's probably gonna come from a new standard that you have, but really, what is the result? And a lot of times, clients tell me all the tools that they want. They say, I need more systems in my restaurant, and I keep saying, but what are those systems gonna do? What's the result? Is it increase profit? Is it put more butts in your seat? Is it increase your per person average by $1? Is it get 20 new customers to come into our restaurant next month? What's the result you want? We can't put together the plan until we know the result. So get clear on your result, not the tools you want to get there. We'll get to that in a second. A lot of times people come to me and they give me a list of tools that they need help implementing, but they haven't gotten clear on the result yet. So what's the result you want? Next is the purpose, or the why. Again, Tony Robbins often says that if the why is strong enough, the how doesn't matter. What's your why? Why does this matter? Why is this so important? And if your why does not nearly bring you to tears, then you won't get up in the morning and do the massive work that you need to do. Your why needs to be so strong. Now, we all sit here and say, oh, it's for my family. But really, like, is it for your family? Like, really? Like, are you gonna do anything for your family? Is it for your employees? Is it for your community? Because you hear this all the time when big companies are struggling and then they have 1,000 or 2,000 or 10,000 employees that work for them, and they, the CEOs, the executive teams, you hear it, they get to work hard because they don't wanna close the company or have to lay people off. So what's your reason why? If the why is strong enough, the how doesn't matter. So we've talked about result, purpose, and now method. What's the tool you're gonna use to get there? Is it a checklist? Is it a prep sheet? Is it a new loyalty program? Is it some Facebook advertising? What's the tool you're gonna use to get to your intended result? It could be multiple tools. But now here's the most important part about a massive action plan. You can only do one at a time. That's it, right? When we fire a shotgun with hundreds of pellets, buckshots, what happens? We shoot it and it sprays out. But if we take the energy from a light bulb and focus all that energy into a tiny little beam like a laser, we could cut through steel with just the energy of a light bulb, with focused energy. One massive action at a time, and it's gonna take a lot of focus. And if you're interested in the methods that I use to achieve these massive action plans, go to therestaurantboss.com/goal and you can download my 90-day planner. I have a 90-day process that I use for these. Therestaurantboss.com/goal, there'll probably be a link below this video somewhere for you to watch that. Also, as we conclude this three-part series on motivation, I want to let you know that there'll also be a spot below this video where you can register for an upcoming course that I'm going to have at the beginning of the year called Your Most Profitable Year Ever. I'm looking for 10, 12, maybe 15 highly, highly motivated people that want some really intense one-on-one work with me to make sure that 2018 is your best year ever, your most profitable year ever. All I'm asking for right now is, if you're interested, just put your name on the list below. And then in the next couple of weeks, I'll send you some more information about that. And I'll let you know about some bonuses and things that you'll qualify for on the list. But this is going to get a lot of interest and a lot of people are going to want to be in this program. And I'm going to go down the list in order. So make sure you get your name on that list right away. Thank you again. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this three-part video series on motivation. This has been Ryan Gronfman with therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And I hope you have an absolutely wonderful week, and I look forward to bringing you another great video like this next week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfman. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.